Hi, this is Education for Victor. Alicia Clark, ALICIACLARK. Date of birth is 9/28/1972. Date of service 11/12/2024. Date of accident 5/25/2024. Patient Alicia Clark is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident where she was a restrained driver and was hit on a rear-ending accident. While another driver made an accidental U-turn, hitting them, caused her various symptoms, beginning with headaches that were in the front and back, almost constant sensitive light with symptoms of EBI, like dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, and incontinence, along with this pain syndrome, which affected her neck, lower back, both knees, both ankles, both shoulders, and both hands, with numbness, tingling of the right, third, fourth, fifth finger, mostly, but all involving all the fingers. Patient has seen a podiatrist who has diagnosed her with a avulsion fracture of the foot, which is being treated by them. The headaches today are around 5 to 6, occupying the front and back. She also had a surgery for diaphragmatic hernia and hiatal hernia, which has been improving now. The mood is bad and she's depressed. She also reports that her pain medication Suboxone is not helping her. It doesn't last long and it's not relieving all the pain. She was found to have a colis fracture at the time of accident, which was operated and fixed on the left wrist. Pain in the neck is around 5, lower back pain is still 10, with radiation to the both lower extremities, which are painful usually below the knee. Pain in the knees is also constant. Most of these pains are reported to be 10, ADLs are affected 10, and patient reports only 10% improvement in the symptoms. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review for additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 205 over 134, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from a previous visit dated 10/24/2024, dictation number 1028-030. Diagnosis of the same plan is to continue all the medications for the patient, which involve Sucralfate 1 gram over 10 ml suspension to be given as 10 ml every 12 hours for 30 days. This is being provided in place of Mobic and Celebrex to avoid any stomach irritation or ulcers. Number two, Trazodone, 100 milligram at night, 30 tablets, is being provided for providing enough sedation for her to sleep. Morphine sulfate ER is being provided, 30 milligram every 12 hours, 15 days, 30 tablets for helping with pain. Tizanidine, 4 milligram every 12 hours, is being provided, 60 tablets for muscle relaxation that is ongoing. Voltaren gel is provided 3%, 100 gram every 12 hours for help with the topical pain relief. Her maps have been reviewed, labs are being reviewed, and the patient is going to be seen in 30 days time. 15 days of time, she'll be seen. Thank you.